Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Oh, hello, Rob. How are you?
I just like to say people that wear glasses are all the world.
Yes.
So there you go. Right.
All three of us in the studio have our glasses on and we're feeling very seen.
Right. So very we need this because this is pretty intelligent, this one.
All right.
In the ocean between 600 and 800 metres below the surface, there are fish that gaze upwards through their transparent heads.
Whoa. What? Transparent heads?
Transparent heads. They're commonly known as the barrel eye fish or the macropina microstoma. I could have made that up and no one would have been any the wiser, would they? Macrostoma. And they are the trippiest thing I've ever seen. We've actually had a look. You've had a look this morning.
Yeah, we have them, Zoe, up on the screen at BFM, and it's quite.
It's the weird. Is it one of the weirdest things you've ever seen, or if not the weirdest?
I mean, anything that's from the deep sea is so alien to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this a recent discovery?
Well, they've found them. They've found dead ones. They brought them up, you know, from trawling and stuff like that. But they've never actually filmed them quite recently by sending one of them camera things. Don't know what you call it, you know.
A scuba dive.
Yeah, no. It's like well deep. I think
a submarine.
You just like implode if you went down there. It's horrible. But they and then they actually got film of it, and it's from what they've discovered from the film. It's amazing. Because of the depth down there, it's not easy to see anything. So to help them track down their prey, now the prey are mad, what they do is they hide using bioluminescence to make them hard to spot against the blue sunlight trickling down. So what it is, you've got a little fish swimming about, and if these things below them, they shine off this like bioluminescence, and then the fish are confused and they can't see them.
Poor little fish.
This is where the barrel eyes sorted it out. They've got tubular eyes. They're extremely light sensitive, and the eye pigment allows the fish to distinguish between sunlight and bioluminescence.
This is the barrel fish.
This is the barrel fish.
Okay.
So it has a look and it goes, oh, now it's trying to hide. Now it's no good. Bop, and they get them, right? They thought that their eyes were permanently looking upwards, but they swivel about.
Ooh.
So I'm just telling you about this. Please check them out.
Yeah, I'll link it in the podcast after the show.
It's just
the barrel fish.
And this is what I was saying the other week about evolution. Sometimes, like, if you can't see, just swim up a bit.
Mm.
Like, the work it must have gone, the millennium it must have gone for this fish to all of a sudden end up with a transparent head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
What are your thoughts on the barrel fish, Alexa?
Because you actually knew about this beforehand, didn't you?
You actually know a barrel fish.
Yeah, it's got one in a bag, look.
His name is Jim.
Okay.
So I've only known him for like 3 weeks. So
okay.
It's still pretty new. His brain is green.
What else have you got for us, Rob?
Right, okay, now. I'll be honest with you with this one here, right, when I read it 3 times and I didn't understand huge chunks of it, but I can tell you enough that you might be able to think, oh, this is interesting, I'll check this out. Right, without doubt, we're sort of surrounded by batteries. I mean, they're new and improved for like phones, smart devices and electronic vehicles, and it's got to be said they're not perfect and they rely on heavy metals and now organic polymers that may take hundreds of years to degrade, right, which is, we don't want that.
No.
So, batteries have 3 key components, 2 ends and a conductive filling called an electrolyte. I thought that was in drinks, but a standard battery uses a paste of potassium hydroxide and dangerous corrosive substances. So batteries are full of environmental unfriendly stuff, right?
Mm.
So what's happened is these researchers have come along and they've made a battery from the shells of prawns, crabs and lobsters.
Oh.
Which would be the first thing I'd think of if someone said, mate, can you design a battery? I'll go straight down a fish
straight
shop.
Straight down to the sea.
Straight down to the shop.
But the stuff, it's this blew me away, actually. Apparently, you can extract a material called chitosan, and it's a derivative.
You got it.
Four cups of tea will do this to you, which makes the crustaceans. It's made from the ecoskeleton. And I have no idea how they got this stuff, but it actually, they can make the batteries out of it, and they're biodegradable.
Well, there you go.
It's just absolutely fantastic. It's not good for crabs and that, because, I mean, it's not good for them anyway, because people eat them. But they actually do other stuff as well. This stuff can do it. Farmers have been using it to put on their plants, like on their crops, and it plant growth hardens their defences against fungal infestations. It's also used by water purification and as it removes sediments and stuff like that from drinking water, and you can use it in medicinal stuff. I mean, check that out as well, because this stuff's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a super.
See, the world can actually look after itself if we look after it. Oh,
whoa.
That's pretty deep, wasn't it?
Well, on that note, thank you very much, Rob.
Was that too much information for you there?
My mind's blown. It's like watching Inception.
Yeah, thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
And you